and one man rings the bells. Now, if you had, well, one man, one person at a time, but if you had them swinging on a crank, on a rocker, well, then there would be somebody on each bell, and the bells would be swinging. The bells don't swing now, they stand stationary, and you ring by pulling a rope, which brings a hammer up and falls on the bell. That's how the bells are rung. And they're quite a unique way of ringing. There's no other place ring bells like that. Not three bells, anyway. Because the bell ringer has to have one in his foot and one in either hand. And then, of course, it's just a matter of the speed that the play them with. You can pull the rope as fast as you like. You get a note every time. But if you pull a bell rope that's on a rocker, when you pull the rope, the bell has to swing right up and come right back and go right up the other side, so that that means that you have the weight, and it's a much slower method of ringing. But you can get a tremendous speed on the cathedral bells, because every time you pull the rope as fast as you can, you get a note. And so the type of bell ringing long ago, as far as I've been able to find out, it's just exactly the same as it's always been. And it's come down through the centuries like that.